K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to?
This is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. What's up?
Hi. Well,
you okay?
Got a little bit of a... Yeah, I'm good. I have a little bit of a, I guess you could say, predicament.
I like predicaments.
Well, explain this predicament a little bit more so we might be able to understand it.
Unless you need jail money, then girl, you're on your own.
Yeah, it's a dating thing.
Oh, okay. So what happened?
So I guess I'm just a little confused because, you know, I thought things went really well. Anyways, so me and this guy, we met just online, you know.
Yeah.
That's like normal these days. And we ended up going to my favorite Mexican restaurant, and we got some margaritas and you know, some appetizers and all that, and I was having a fun time.
Okay.
And then what happened?
That's the thing. I thought it was, like, a great time. I thought we were having fun, we had some great food, but I have not been able to get a hold of him ever since. At all. Like, nothing.
That doesn't make sense.
No?
I mean, what could go wrong at a Mexican restaurant?
Oh, several things.
It's all the good things.
I mean, yes, the food is not the problem.
It's all the amazing things. But she sounds nice.
Yeah, well, they all do, Nancy.
Yeah.
Quit doubting her.
I mean, you know, this is usually how this works. We find out something happened.
Will you shut up, Woody?
Okay.
What's his name, Michelle?
I'm just confused.
Okay. What's his name?
His name's Zach.
Well, Nancy, let's get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, Mr. Doubting Thomas.
Let's find out what actually happened on this date.
Yeah.
Give us about 10 minutes and
maybe
we'll call
Zach.
Maybe
he's the one that messed up, okay? Maybe,
maybe
not her.
Maybe we're going to find
what
out,
What do you
though?
Think?
I don't know.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Okay, so Michelle, you guys went to your favorite Mexican restaurant. You got margs, you got appetizers. What kind of margaritas do you drink?
What kind of margarita are there?
Personally, I like the watermelon margarita.
Ooh.
I never had one of those. That sounds good. How many did you have? Maybe that was a problem.
Woody!
I don't think I was that crazy. Two.
Just two? Okay, that's not too bad then, huh, Nance?
No. Maybe she should have had more.
To deal with
she
me?
She ain't going out with you. Gosh.
Listen, I'm trying my best here.
I'm trying to help you. Do you see what I have to deal with? Do you see my issues?
I'm going to put my serious face on.
All right. Let's call Zach. Why don't you do that?
Be real quiet, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, is this Zach?
Yes, this is.
Zach, you sound like a great guy. Are you a great guy?
That's a loaded question. I like to think so. Who's this?
We are Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM, the country station here in Dayton.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I thought, I was like, I know this voice, but I was like, who's calling me from an unlisted number? Okay. Hey, this is, hi.
Hi.
This is kind of cool.
So you're from, you're in West Carrollton, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Near the big, ginormous water tower.
Oh, yeah.
That's like the coolest thing ever.
So, and he's obviously familiar with us, too. So
yes.
Maybe he's listened to the show around this time before.
Yeah, do you know what second date update is there, Zach?
Yeah, I do.
He must know who we're calling about, too, then, huh?
Yep, I know. Yeah, Woody, I know who you're calling about, yeah.
Okay, well, Michelle called us because she can't get hold of you, so you know how this works. That's why we're calling.
I want to be so diplomatic because you asked if I'm a nice guy, and I do think I am. You guys have seen When Harry Met Sally, right?
Love it.
Yep.
Okay. And you know how, like, she keeps changing, like, her order and everything, and, you know, Billy Crystal's going crazy, and...
I'll have what she's having seen?
No. I
just tell us.
Out with it.
Like, she's very lovely. She's super cool. I really enjoyed the company. We got along great. You know, she's a very attractive person inside and out. But I don't think I could handle the stress level of ever going out to eat with her again.
What the hell happened?
I told you something happened, Nancy.
What?
I told you.
Yeah, she ordered the nachos.
Okay.
Which are, like, you know, a full platter, like, loaded nachos and everything.
Yum.
And oh, yeah.
And she asked the waiter, you know, who's, like, this kid who, you know, this is probably, like, one of his first jobs, and She's like, can I make some changes? And, you know, he's like, yeah. And, you know, she's asking questions like, you know, are there jalapenos on it? You know, it says on the menu. And are they spicy or not spicy? And, you know, like, that's so subjective. And he's, you know, eventually going back and forth. She's like, well, just put the jalapenos on the side. And then she's asking, like, what kind of salsa is on it, if there's onions in the salsa. And then she just wants the salsa on the side. And then she's, you know, doesn't like diced tomatoes. So she, you know, doesn't want any diced tomatoes on it. And it's like, you know, salsa's tomato. And she wanted to know if they could substitute the ground beef for turkey because it's leaner. And then they couldn't do that. So then she just wanted it meatless. And then she didn't want sour cream. And, like, eventually, so the kid is just trying to understand. And he's like, so you just basically want chips and cheese. And she kind of starts to get, like, I don't want to say uppity. That feels so, like, negative. But she starts kind of, like, scolding him, like, no. If I wanted chips and cheese, I would say I wanted chips and cheese. I want the nachos. But she basically just ordered chips and cheese. And
so she's a, like, picky eater.
Yeah, a little too picky. Like, just, she was just way too high maintenance for me.
Hi.
Hi, I assumed you were going to be on the line.
Yeah, you know how this works, don't you, Zach?
Yeah, I do. And Michelle, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm trying to be so diplomatic, and, you know, but I just, it wasn't...
Diplomatic, that's the word you're using? Okay.
Well, you know, diplomacy, I guess, with, you know, but put the tact on the side with the diced tomatoes, and I just sort of assumed that you would have picked up on, you know, how the mood changed after you ordered. And then I kind of made the joke about, well, you got chips and cheese. And then you kind of snapped at me. Like, I'm glad that we got a chance to have dinner, but I just don't think I would be interested in going out with you a second time. And I should have answered your text. I did take, you know, the cowardly way out of that by just ghosting you. And I apologize for that. But I just...
So, Michelle, what did you get?
Okay, I got the nachos, admittedly with some things on the side.
But they were nachos.
But that,
you got nachos. Everything on the side except for the cheese.
Well, I don't see what the problem with that is. I like to, you know, control how much of each thing I have on it. Like, I want just like a little bit of jalapenos and I want a lot of salsa. I don't see what the deal is.
I mean, I get that, but the whole being rude to the waiter is where I would have been out if I were you, Zach.
Hold on. I was not rude to the waiter, okay?
You don't think you were being rude?
Because he was condescending to me.
He was just trying to understand what you wanted, because he was like, oh, chips and cheese. And you were like, no, but essentially, yes. He wasn't being rude or condescending. He was just trying to figure out what you wanted exactly.
There
and why
was
you were
a
taking
tone.
The longest
there was
way
a tone.
Possible to get there.
He had a tone. He was like, isn't that just chips and cheese? Like, it was very patronizing.
He wasn't wrong, though, was he?
Yes,
sorry.
She wanted nachos. She, what is the problem? She wanted nachos with modifications. And was it good?
Yeah, it was great.
Okay, everybody's happy, right?
Everybody.
So let's do our thing, Woody, because I can see where this is going.
Yeah, this is where... On second date, where we try to set you up with one, right, Nancy?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we got a station vehicle we can send you out in, but there's not going to be any gas in it. And then we're going to send you out to dinner, but there's not going to be anything to drink. I'm just teasing you. And then we'll send you to a concert, but you have to stand. I'm kidding. It's just being a joke. But you both have to say yes.
Oh, geez, Nancy, you totally talked me into it. No, I don't want to do this again. Yeah, no.
Well, obviously, I don't want to go out with someone that is so hung up on my dinner modifications.
It's not that. It's really not that. And I hope that's not what you're taking away from this. It's just that you're a bit... You were kind of rude.
You're extrapolating way too much.
Agree to disagree.
Anyways,
I hope you find
whatever.
Someone...
It's
that
fine.
Works better for you, because it's not me. But thank you, Michelle. This
fine.
Was fun. I got to talk to one of my favorite morning shows. So at least you gave me that.
Okay. All right.
The K99.1 FM 730 Second Date Update.